Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
The Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
It's going to be a rough month for Justin Timberlake because Britney Spears' memoir drops in 4 days, and the leaks that have already come out are so unfortunate for his reputation. So the latest news that's come out in terms of the leaks that's going to be in her book, The Woman and Me, dropping October 24th.
Which people are cracking jokes about because they're like, we won't even need to read the book because the whole thing's going to get leaked before it even comes out.
No, I feel like this is the SparkNotes/Wikipedia plot summary for it. So the latest news that's come out about what is in her book in terms of her relationship to Justin Timberlake is that he broke up with her over text message, which is just such a D-bag move, in my opinion, considering what we've already heard that she's gone through with him via this relationship.
But she also admitted to cheating on him, which is also a D-bag move.
No, because the leaks are saying that the only reason that she made out with choreographer Wade Robson is because she already knew that he was cheating on her at the time. So it was sort of like, time to get even.
Okay, so he was cheating with somebody in Hollywood. So she cheated on somebody and then he broke up with her via text.
Yes.
Again, this happened when they were like 18, 19 years old. Nobody has any integrity at that point. So it's not even shocking at 18 or 19.
It's still sad and it's messed up. So after all of that happens, I mean, it's hard enough going through a breakup, but going through a breakup at 19 in the public eye, apparently she's writing about the fact that she felt like the media portrayed her as a, quote, harlot who'd broken the heart of America's golden boy, when she says in reality, she was devastated at her home in Louisiana and he was happily running around Hollywood with a bunch of girls.
Yeah, to be remembering, and also recently when all this stuff came back out after Justin Timberlake apologized to Janet Jackson and apologized to Britney Spears for things that he said after the Nipplegate and also after he and Britney broke up, she did get painted as the villain. Mm-hmm. And the interviews that she did and how they treated her was atrocious. And he never once stood up for her.
I have mixed feelings about the details in this book. I really do, even before it comes out. Because Britney is telling you what she experienced through her lens.
Her truth.
Her truth. But at least in my opinion, and I have never met her, her lens is a little foggy in a lot of areas. So the fact that she can ruin reputations here based on what she feels her experience was and somebody else's isn't, I'm just looking at it like very skeptically.
What you are looking at as ruining reputations, though, other people are looking at is her finally telling her story.
And it is her story to tell.
Exactly.
If it's accurate or not.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she believes happened.
Yeah, well, Justin Timberlake is also a major celeb and free to write his own memoir. He can come out with one next year called The Man and Me. Nobody is stopping him. Give the people what they want, JT. So, yeah, I mean, I actually think it'd be very interesting to hear his side in a full memoir, but I don't think Justin's going to do that. I think he's going to put his head down for a couple of months, and this is all going to be old news in 3 months.
Yeah, and then Jada Pinkett will say something else.
Right. She'll never stop. Right. She's counting on that.
She's going to insert her narrative into this somehow, we just know.
She'll be like, I was there when Justin Timberlake sent the text to Britney Spears breaking up.
Right. No, she started NSYNC.
Oh, she is? Oh, I forgot about that.
That was her idea.
Yeah. And JC Chazé proposed to her.
Uh-huh.
I forgot about that.
Well, what we'll find out is like, Tupac was part of NSYNC that she started.
He was the original.
That's
member.
How they met.
Yeah. Right.
Oh my
it didn't work out.
Thank you for reminding me of this.
I'm here.
Incredibly important history.
It was either Joey Fatone or Tupac, and she went with Joey.
God. Okay. On to my favorite subject, Taylor Swift.
Yay.
Okay, is Taylor Swift going to be in the next Marvel? Or is she going to be the next Marvel movie star? Well, all signs are pointing to Maybe. So we the last time we saw her with Ryan Reynolds, he was also with Hugh Jackman and Deadpool 3 director Shawn Levy. So everyone kind of felt like, ooh, maybe she's hinting to the fact that she is going to be one of the stars in this next installment. So somebody asked Shawn Levy, what is she going to be in the film? Can you reveal that information? And here is what he said.
I love the proliferation of casting rumors on the internet because I never have to say what's real and what's fantasy. So I'm just going to go with the very cliche no comment on all things casting.
So basically, we don't have an answer as to whether or not she's going to be in it or not.
That was a non-story story.
I've heard she's going to be a villain.
Oh.
The anti here.
Classic of the... classic, all the right. Media trying to portray Taylor Swift as the villain again.
Hey, you want Tommy to pull that hook out of your mouth real quick?
Yes. You guys.
Happy Friday, Abby.
Let me talk about Taylor Swift in peace. It's my favorite thing. And yeah, of course, I needed to fill time. It's Friday, you know. It's a slow news day. For more stories that we probably don't have, head to thebirdshow.com.
The Bird Show.